Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
14 years ago, ex-truck driver Mike Jeffries started a barbecue business, the Big Smoke Barbecue Co. Now, back then, he was a bit of a lone wolf in the barbecue wilderness here in New Zealand, but since then, barbecue culture has become huge. The whole festival's dedicated to it. Last month, 10,000 people, for example, attended Meatstock in Hamilton. Well, it is Hamilton. There's even a World Championships in Memphis last year. Mike and his team took out third place. And he's with me now to talk about another big event he's involved with. Hi there, Mike.
G'day, Jesse. How you going?
Oh, I'm really good, thank you. It's US-style barbecue we're talking here, right?
Yes, American-style barbecue, that's right.
Yeah, where did you...
With a Kiwi twist.
How did it get on your radar, by the way?
I was living in London at the time. I was driving diggers and bulldozers over there, and I was helping a mate of mine do spit roasts on the weekend. And then Barbecue Pitmasters came out on TV, and I just started getting into that. Basically, came back to New Zealand, spent our house deposit on a barbecue, and went from there.
Yeah. And what do you love about it? Can you explain your passion?
Love the time. You've got to have a lot of patience in this game because some meats can take, 12 hours or so to cook. So it's an all-day affair, depending on what you're cooking.
Your teammate Mo Kaysen looks like a bit of a character. Can you tell me about him?
Oh, he's a good man. He's a good man. And he's really taken me under my wing over the years. I first got back, I can't even remember the date that I got in. It was pre-COVID. He came to Meatstock in New Zealand. I briefly met him there. And then he put out on his Facebook page a couple of months later that he wanted to take someone on his World Championship barbecue team. So sent him my resume, what I did. And next thing you know, I'm in the team.
Oh, cool. And that must be quite an apprenticeship, is it?
Oh, it sure is. Because the thing with Mo and his team, it's all about family. So it's all he competes with his best friend. So that's it. And it's all the big names of barbecue in America that are there. Even Dave Grohl is a barbecue judge.
Great. Because the Americans differs state by state, right? Do you know what state Mo's from?
Iowa.
Uh-huh.
There's more in Iowa. Yeah. Okay. And it's all different flavors from different regions over there too. Like Carolina's all about vinegar style barbecue. Texas is about all the beef. And yeah.
Tell us about the Barbecue World Champs. What's the format?
So we compete in pork shoulders. So basically we cook up about 13 or 14 pork shoulders. And we get three judges turn up and they come around and they check on taste, tenderness, flavour, how tidy your area is, all sorts of things. And the first time I went, we actually got fifth. It came down to a coin toss with us on my house, so we got fourth. We got fifth, but we should really have had fourth going our way. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool, and, I love going over, meeting some great people and having a good time.
Are you still using the same barbecue you first bought?
Yeah, my original pit, yes. Yeah, I use that mostly. We've got quite a few now in the company. And, it just doesn't stop.
I understand you used a pretty important stack of cash to launch Big Smoke, your company.
Yes, it was our house deposit. I came back from the UK and my dad died at the time. And my other half wanted to buy a house, so I fed her up on white wine. She felt sorry for me. And next thing you know, I've talked her into buying a barbecue.
And then what about the father-in-law? Did he play a part as well?
Oh, he did. He did. So Nadine's dad, he was a head chef. He was a Scottish man. And he was hard work. Gordon Ramsay was nothing on him. remember the first time he came down and Nadine's like, you've got to tell Dad about this. And I'm like, oh, I'm bricking it. So I've got a piece of pork shoulder going round and round on the spit. And I've plied him up with a couple of Scotch whiskies, and I'm just getting into it. And he's rolling his eyes going, I don't know about this. The truck driver thinking he's the chef. And so I tell him about this barbecue that we built. And, you know, look outside, and there's a bit of a glass. Oh, jeez, what's that? And the shoulder, we had a fat fire, and I had to kick the barbecue over, unhooked the gas bottle, we ended up ordering pizza.
And he thought, man, oh, man, who is my daughter married?
I tell you what, it took me a while to prove to him that, you know, I was serious about it. But then he worked in the kitchen with me and helped me design menus and all sorts of stuff when he retired, so it was really good.
So you would have seen plenty of change here in New Zealand in that time, right? A growing appreciation and enthusiasm for barbecue?
Yes, that's right. It probably, you know, I was one of the originals that started it back then, and there was nothing back then. Even trying to find brisket, it was fed to the dogs and stuff, you know, back in those days. Ribs had no meat. And then the first meat stock came along, and then more and more people started getting into it.
How big's your barbecue, just to give people an idea?
My one that I use pretty much all the time is about 2.5 ton.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it'll cook 4 whole pigs at once and grill 200 steaks an hour. Well, we've got bigger.
And some of these pieces of meat are pretty huge. I'm fantasizing looking at some brisket videos on YouTube at the moment. We haven't mentioned brisket yet, but that's surely the king of cuts.
It is. I think so. Yeah, but my favorite would be pork shoulder, actually. Just that moment when you go and pull it and all the different muscles. Briskets are very rich meat, especially, you know, it's so soft when you go to slice into it. It's I can only eat like 1 or 2 pieces in it.
Yes, full on, eh?
Yep.
Full on. So what do? You've got this Flavors of Plenty event coming
That's
up
right.
In yep. the Bay. So for something like that, what's the setup? You know, what's the format?
So it's myself and Shane Southby, we teach a barbecue class for that. And we're up early. We typically start in the morning around 4 o'clock. We get the pit lit up, then we get the shoulders in, then it's briskets. And we do a lot of different things. We teach people how to cook on home barbecues. We teach people how to cook ribs, make butter. They end up going home pretty full by the end of it.
Amazing. Amazing. And you do your own condiments too, I understand.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I make all my own sauces, and even with the company, we make all our own dressings, rubs, the whole works.
Any hot tips for people listening who want to give charcoal a go?
Yeah, you know, give it a go. It can be just as economical as a gas barbecue with the range of the barbecues they've got out these days. You know, one thing I'll say is I always try and get my meats up to room temperature before I put them in, because otherwise you can shock the meats if they put them in when they're too cold.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah. And I've got one good piece of advice from you here. Don't barbecue bacon naked.
That's right. Yeah. Learned that the hard way.
Good stuff. Are you in Tauranga now?
Yes, I am. I live out in Marapihi in Tauranga.
Oh, sweet. Good life, eh?
Yeah.
Good access to meat down there?
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate. We've got some good suppliers down this way.
Awesome. Hey, nice to meet you, and enjoy that big festival coming up.
I will do. Thanks very much, Jesse. Have a good day.
That's Mike Jeffries, Barbecue Man. Sunday, 14th of April. Flavors of, well, actually, that's the final day. The big barbecue class, but actually the Flavors of Plenty Festival runs from the 4th to the 14th of April.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.